It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 7. We're going to begin reading with the 14th verse, Genesis chapter 7, verse 14. We're going to read to the end of the chapter. And then if we finish that, we may get on into chapter 8 today. And so please, that you open your Bibles and look to Genesis chapter 7, verse 14. As you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I'm glad that you've joined us now, and you can also, if you would like to write to us, you could write to us at Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you could visit us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And so please, if that was enough time, and I hope that it was, that you can have your Bibles open and ready to read along with me today. Genesis chapter 7, beginning to read with verse 14. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, and every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah, into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female, of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and God, the Lord, shut him in. The flood was 40 days upon the earth. The waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. The waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went up on the face of the waters. The waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upon it the waters prevailed, and the mountains were covered, and all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both the fowl, and of the cattle, and of the beast, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and of every man. All in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died. Every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and creeping things, and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark, and the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. Let's go to the Lord in prayer after we've read God's precious word. Father, I thank and praise you that we can come today and enjoy this time. Please, Lord, that you will show us your truth. You'll speak it clearly to us through your Spirit, that you'll show us that there is judgment coming, and it's very necessary, Father, that we come by faith to trust and entrust in your Son, the Lord Jesus. It's so important, Lord, that we walk after you. Please, Lord, guide and lead us as we study this scripture, all the way back in the very beginning of your book, the book of Genesis, and yet we find that you have already come to the place that it needs to be destroyed. And Father, that's so sad that sin prevailed so much greater and stronger than your presence. And Father, please, it's the same today. And your truth seems to get changed, and sin continues to prevail. Please, Lord, that you will show us your truth and give us the strength to walk in your way and will today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And then we look at these verses of Scripture here, and we find that there's some things that take place very quickly. We have looked at this section for a couple of weeks now, but I want to just take a little more time as we close out this seventh chapter. We find all the animals that went in. The 14th verse begins there very quickly. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And we know, as we have read the other scripture, that there are the clean animals that God commanded Noah to bring in, the number of 7. And we'll find as we come to the end of this time of destruction and judgment that there is a time of coming back to the land and offering a sacrifice at that time. And so it speaks of the two by two here. However, we know that according to the Word of God that there is the number of seven of some of the animals for the purpose of the offering and the sacrifices that will be done a little bit later. We find that those all of every sort entered into the ark. And we find here that also, and they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut them in. The Lord shut them in. We have here some, looking at the time from creation to this point, we're looking in the area of about 1,600 years. And to think that that 1,650 years from the point that the time and of man being created, and if you'll notice, there is the only way that God has recorded in his calendar up until this time, his time, is through the line of Seth, the godly line. He doesn't record of the worldly princes or someone that's in control or command. It is done through and by the line of Seth, the godly line. That's how it's been put into place and brought across. And so I want you to see that. I also want you to see, again, all the two by two, except for those of clean animals, are brought in. We are up to the point of about 1,650 plus years is all the longer that the creation has come. We have looked at the date a little bit earlier. It says in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, 17th day of the month, and the same day were all the fountains of the deep broken up. That's the 11th verse of chapter 7. And we can go with the second month and the 17th day of the month is probably November. And so isn't it something how that in God's plan he allowed a harvest to take place? Noah was able to take in the harvest onto the ark for what he needed for the stay, the time that he was going to be on there. And so you could probably put the month of October into that place as far as the time schedule is concerned. Noah was 600 years old. It is the second month, the 17th day. It's important to remember that, because when we find our way all the way over to the 8th chapter, the 14th verse, when this is all completed, we will have the second month on the 7th and 20th day of the month was the earth dried up. And so 601st year. So it was a little over a year that they're going to be in the ark from the time that they enter here where we are in the 7th chapter to the place over here in the 8th chapter when they leave the ark. Most people, you think of the 40 days and the 40 nights it rained, and so the day it stopped raining is the day they got off, but that's not true at all. They were on there for over one full year. As they enter into the ark now, we find that judgment is coming, and judgment is certain. Judgment is real, and it's a sad time upon this earth. And I've got a couple of verses of scripture here that I would like to turn to. And so as we go into God's Word, and I again hope that you have a couple of Bibles, because that's the simplest way to keep everything straight and in line. You know, as we have here in the book of Revelation, let me just read as we get to the 7th chapter, and I'm going to read up through to the 3rd verse here. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that were wind should not blow on that the wind should not blow on the earth. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." I want you to see that God is in control. And I don't know whether you believe that Jesus Christ is coming again. I don't know whether you believe in Jesus Christ at all. I don't know whether you believe in God at all. I hope that you do. But whether you believe it or not, you know, you see these bumper stickers or you see these sayings and they say, I believe it, and so that's so. It makes it real. It doesn't. You know, God said it, I believe it. And that settles it. And no, God said it. That's it. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. Whether it applies to your behalf, it makes a difference whether you believe it or not. But as far as whether it's real, it doesn't matter if you believe it or not. It is real and it is true. God's word is so clear, and I hope that you know that it's clear. And hear why he said, saying, hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of God. Here, God is destroying with this water everything. He is destroying everything of the trees and of mankind, of everything is being destroyed. But it's being destroyed at the hand of God. He is doing the destroying. If he would choose to keep one tree, or if he would choose to have one place, one mount that could be safe, or one place that is the lowest place of the world, he could seal that to keep someone there. His power, his strength is, we need to understand that God is in control. When this judgment is coming, it is coming because God is sending judgment. It's the same thing Noah preached, and it's the same thing that all the world ignored. Noah preached judgment. He preached salvation through the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, just as we hear today. The Lord Jesus Christ has lived and died upon the cross of Calvary. It's preached today, and you could ignore it today because judgment once again will come. The next time it's going to be by fire, not by the place of water as it was here. However, as we look through these verses of Scripture, I want you to see how that God is in control, but there is a time when he can hold the winds, he can hold the rain, or he can pour the rain, he can breathe the fire, bring the fire forth. Whatever he wants to do is in his hand and in his power to do, and he will do it. And so don't think there's something you can say or do that's going to hold this judgment to an end, to away from you, because it's not going to happen. Judgment is coming, and I want you to be aware of that as we're studying this these verses of Scripture here. I have in Isaiah 57 verse 1, the righteous perish, and no man layeth it to heart. The merciful man are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. You know, we look here and we see what's happening to Noah, and he is being cared for, and his family is being cared for, and we need to see very carefully and understand that the only way of salvation is through God's way and God's plan. There is no other way, there's no other plan that's going to help you or help me except to come and to know Jesus Christ as our Savior. It's so important that you see God's judgment. We left off last time and they went upon the ark, and here God shut him in the 16th verse. But there is a multitude out there that did not enter into the ark and found nothing but judgment. And so as we come and look at these verses of Scripture, I have another in Isaiah 26, verses 20 and 21. Come, my people, enter in, thou unto thy chambers, and shut thy door about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity, and the earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. God's judgment is coming, and it's a sad day when the waters pour forth. We look at these verses of Scripture, we find that just been 1,650 plus years. It's around the month of November. Harvest is just over. Noah has loaded the ark properly as God has commanded, built the ark according to God's specifications. Everything is in place. And now we find that the door is still open. All are welcome. Once the door is shut, no one can get in and no one can get out. All that last 7 days that we've talked about, as we studied in the past few times we have been together, there was a deadline set. I want you to know that there is no place that is so high or no place that's so far away that you can get out of reach of God's judgment. You've got your own plan, your own way, you belong to your own church, and you think that that's it, everything is just fine. Well, you're going to find that there's going to be a day that judgment's coming. And if you've decided to follow after a cult, after false teaching of a church of any sort, you're either of Christ or the Antichrist. You're one or the other. And that's the two choices. So either you're right or wrong. How do you know if you're right? Go to the Word of God. If you've begun to change God's Word, then you're wrong. You're the Antichrist. If you follow after the simple truth of God's Word and follow after that Word, you will find the way of salvation through Jesus Christ, and you'll find the opportunity of salvation for your life. And I hope that that's today the way you're looking and the way you're coming is to Jesus Christ. Now, I hope that you're not looking any other place or any other way but the way of the cross, God's way. Noah looked no other way. He preached there is no other way. And yet we find Noah, Ham, Japheth, and Shem is the only ones that was able to enter onto the ark because, and their wives, and two by two plus the sevens of the perfect animals, God's plan, because nobody else listened. You know, it's sad as we look now, and let's see the 16th verse, and they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. The flood was 40 days upon the earth. The waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. The waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters. The waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. Now, as this took place, as the waters come forth and poured and come at such an exceeding amount, a great amount, this water, the rain, it came down as if it were a stream or a spout. It's just as if the clouds burst. And it didn't just come from above, but also the water under the earth came. The fountains of the earth were opened up. And it was a day of judgment. And it was a day that no man could ever suspect. We're back in the seventh chapter here of the fourth verse. And for yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according to all that the Lord had commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of the waters were upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons and his wives and his sons' wives with him into the ark, because the waters of the flood. Now, that water came from underneath, and it came from above. And it increased so fast upon the earth that for 40 days and 40 nights it came from underneath. And from above, from underneath and from above, it came for 40 days and 40 nights, not nonstop. It didn't rain for 10 days and then stop for a week. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. And there was so much water that those that were upon the earth began to drown. They would run for high ground. Animals can sense that when a storm is coming, and I'm sure they went to a place of safety. And all of mankind began to look for a place that they could be saved from this flood. And those that heard the words of Noah as the truth was proclaimed, and as they ignored it, they ran for high ground, thinking that this water will end. But for 40 days it stayed. And it stayed to a place where, again, there is no place that is so high that you can avoid God's judgment. There is no place. There's not a distance. There's no hiding place upon this earth that you can hide when God's judgment comes. And you're going to face that judgment. If you have followed after a false teacher or a false cult, you had this good life here and you had so many things that seemed like everything was fine, that's just wonderful. There is going to be a day of judgment, a day of reckoning. And maybe you, as a person that followed after a cult, did not believe in the saving blood of Jesus Christ. You denied that blood. There's going to be a day of judgment. And that day will come. These people that were alive during this time of Noah, they did not believe in the judging hand of God. They did not believe they had angered the righteous God. They believed that they could live as they married and lived and did all their work as seemed to be right. Every day is going to be the same. And they set out to make money, and they set out to build a great empire for themselves, a beautiful home and a wonderful strong business and all those things. They did everything as they had done in the past, not thinking that the truth was coming. And you know, we do that today. We build mansions, we build great businesses, we build up great wealth, but we ignore the true God. We reject the idea, we get it in our mind, and we have this philosophy that God is a loving God and He will not condemn anyone to hell. We know that. That's what the philosophers of this world say. Many of the preachers of today says the same thing. They've been saying it for years. You know, as we study the book of Ezekiel, we've enjoyed that study, and when we listen to that, the false teachers and the false prophets are just like the preachers and teachers of today. Most of them, almost all of them, preach peace and preach love. And the false prophets of Ezekiel's day said, peace, peace. There's going to be a short time that we're going to be able to come back into Jerusalem. And don't listen to those prophets, those other prophets. And they were the prophets of the truth that said that Jerusalem was going to be destroyed. The temple was going to be destroyed. Not one stone was going to be on top of another when judgment was finished. But they did not preach that. They did not teach the truths of God's Word. And today we've got the same thing going on. We've got these false teachers. In Noah's day, there was false teachers of that day. And they laughed and ridiculed and mocked Noah. But I'll tell you what, when the rain started, and when they started to see these dead bodies of all the animals and of man floating in the water, and they could get to a place that the water had not reached yet, because 40 days and 40 nights, it rained steadily, and the waters poured from underneath steadily until the day of judgment come. You know, the earth at one time was covered with water, and then God took all that water and He put it in the right place. He divided the firmament from the firmament. Remember when we went through that? So one day before, days before, years before, when God created the earth, He created it and it was covered with water. And then He divided them. Well, He takes that same water and He can use it now. Instead of being a something of creation, now He takes it to cleanse the earth again. Because he needs the cleansing, He needs the judgment here. And He uses something that is natural, water, to do that with. As that water come, and as people begin to die, as animals and everything begin to die, we find that the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. It wasn't a local area, just a small area. It was worldwide. Every inch of the land of this earth was covered with water. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail. A cubit is about 18 inches. And so we're looking at about 22 and a half feet higher than the highest mountain. Now, how high was the mountain at that time? I have no idea. It doesn't matter. We know that the ark rested upon Mount Ararat when it was finished, because we have that recorded over in the fourth verse of chapter 8. Judgment. Judgment. Look at the verses of Scripture here. All flesh died. All flesh died that moved upon the earth, both fowl and cattle and beast, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man. All flesh died. Verse 21. 22. All in whose nostrils was the breath of life of all that was in the dry land died. Verse 21, all flesh died. All died. Every living substance was destroyed. Verse 23, Noah only remained alive. Verse 23, and they that were with him in the ark. Judgment. Can you hear the screams? The very waters that destroyed man is the very waters that lifted up Noah to salvation. The very water that protected him from this judgment is the same that destroyed those unbelievers. So you see, the same God that saves me is the same God that's going to destroy you if you reject Jesus Christ, His Son, for salvation. If you reject His Word, if you have set His blood aside as of nothing of importance or strength, if you've ignored the cross of Calvary, if you believe that it happened but you do not believe and have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, the same God that has given me the way of salvation is giving you judgment. The same waters that saved Noah and those that were in the ark are the same waters that destroyed mankind and all that were in it. We have the ark loaded. We have the door is shut. We have talked about, and the Lord shut him in. We've talked about that for several times. The Lord did the closing of that door. And when that door was closed, that was it. It was finished. Judgment was underway. And again, the waters, the same waters that was crushing and destroying not only man themselves, but all that man had built. Death unto death. But what man had built, what Noah had built under God's plan, was lifted up. His work, his way, was God's way. We have life unto life. So the very waters that brought destruction to the world and destroyed all that man had made, the same when we build things for God under His way and His plan, is our salvation, is our redemption, is life. But when we build things for ourselves, expect it to be destroyed. So keep that in mind now as you begin to build and spend so much time with things of this life, in this world. You don't have time to go to church. You don't have time to serve God. You don't have time because you have all these things you have to do. Will you understand that all those things will be destroyed? Because you see, this judgment was a judgment with water. But there is a time that there is a judgment of fire that's coming. And we're going to look at that the next time we come together, just quickly, and then we're going on into the eighth chapter. But 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 6 and 7, if you'd like to look it up, I want you to see that. I want you to see what's coming. Because, my friend, if you're continuing to build things here, it's going to be destroyed. Build things in heaven. Do things God's plan, God's way for Him. know Jesus as your Savior, please? Will you trust in Him today? Judgment is sure. Judgment is real. My dear friend, come to the cross of Calvary. What are you going to do about Jesus?